One website that you can use is a Russian website where they list parameters of different semiconductors. So they've just compiled some properties of different semiconductors, and we can take a look at it. I hope. Yes. So this is some of the properties of silicon, and it's got here the effective masses of the electrons. There are two of them. These are for the two directions. I think there's a more detailed description. Yeah. Okay. It's effective masses. Here we go. All right. So for silicon, there's effective masses. Silicon has this anisotropic conduction band minimum. So the parabola is steep in one direction and kind of broad in the other direction. And that's given by these two effective masses. And then it says, but if you want to calculate the density of states using an effective mass, it averages these two and gives a different effective mass. And then it says, oh, but there are six of them, so you have to even use a different number. So if you want to know what the density of states looks like, and you use the formula for the effective density of states that has an effective mass in it, the appropriate one to use is this one for the conduction band of silicon, even though the shape of the parabola has this form. This one averages over the fact that there are six minima and that they're anisotropic. The density of states still starts, even though it's anisotropic and there are six of them, the density of states at the bottom of the conduction band still starts with a square root, and it's just an issue of what the coefficient is for this square root. This is energy, this would be the conduction band energy. And then for holes, it's not anisotropic, but there are these two bands. So it gives the effective mass of the heavy holes, the effective mass of the light holes. this is energy for silicon. The conduction minimum is here. There are the heavy holes and the light holes. And then there's also this split-off band. And it gives an effective mass of the split-off band as well to tell us what the curvature of this is. So for silicon, there's a band gap. Here's the top of the valence band. It starts out with a square root, and then at the split-off energy, this is EV. This is a split-off energy. There's a kink in it like that, where a second square root adds to the first one. So this effective mass is there to tell you what the coefficient is that describes this second square root. All right. And this, underneath it, it says the effective density of states mass, which is an average of these first two. So here, there's the average of the first two. And in a funny sense, the density of states mass is heavier than either the light holes or the heavy holes. And that comes because in the density of states, you add them together. You look at how many states there are. If it's heavy, if it's shallow like this, there would be a lot of states in this energy interval. And if it's light, there would be few states in this energy interval. And if there are two of them, there's more states in that energy interval than if there are one of them. So the density of states effective mass is heavier than either the light holes or the heavy holes, even though it's describing how this square root starts here at the valence band edge. So when you're looking up the parameters of semiconductors, what you find is the effective masses and the band gaps, and from this you can calculate the effective density of states, and then knowing those parameters, you can calculate all kinds of properties of semiconductors.